fired me and went and hired another contract over.
Call Mikey. If your business had a health department special, please advise.
$5,000.
Acquisition of funds, how we would.
A lot of times, gun owners. So what we do is we've taken the opportunity to really have a big and serious campaign to get owners to provide education on candidates' positions vis-a-vis the Second Amendment.
To Bogart's, you got 1 and 2.
Remember those old
This is Rudiger Lorenz behind us right now. This came out in on a cassette called Southland in 1984. I can't believe it. It's 1984. I can't believe it. It's called Open Valley, New Zealand. It's been a confusing piece of documentation these past 10 minutes or so. Among the things that have been going on there have been a little bit of Mark Corvin's soundtrack to the film The Lighthouse from 2019. We also heard in there a bit of an AM radio, an ancient AM radio that was sitting in the Raymond Main Airbnb me and darling daughter Dottie hung out in last September and spun the dial very, very slowly. We also heard a bit of a CD called Widdershins by, are you ready for this? Polychronopoulos / Polymenias Leontiris / Pavlopoulos. Bless you, Ira the K, for playing that before I did so that you had to enter all those things into the playlist. Thank you. I just had to type three letters. Up it came. Widdershins 4 from Widdershins. We heard Jimmy Merrill doing A Woman's Mind from the fantastic Mississippi comp, Mississippi Records comp, 6 Feet Under. And before that, from the same comp, Evelyn Hopper doing He's Heading South. We heard 500 Milligrams doing Chapel Perilous from Apocastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastastast 1997, Sky Sharks, Chinese Checker. We heard Henry Flint doing Virginia Trance. We heard Jane Weaver's new one called Flock. The song was Sunset Dreams. And we heard Juxie at the top of that set with Funk Release Valve from 1999's Neptune's Lair. Just about time for me to go. So we're going to saunter away. Hey, this is Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, worldwide online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Ken and Andy's Fuzzy Glove Hour is coming right up.
To have
You can sit down.
Oh, I know I can.
Yeah.
I've been sitting down since I was 8 years old.
What did you do before
then? My parents wouldn't let me sit.
Would you like to introduce the program?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Program, this is Ken Friedman. Ken, this is the program.
What's the program's name?
Wait, okay. It's our new name that we got saddled with. Fuzzy Glove, the Fuzzy Glove Show.
The Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Yeah, Fuzzy Glove Hour. What does that mean to anyone?
Now it means something. It finally means something.
It means...
It's the name of our program.
Yeah. It means that we're just a couple of whores, and we sold the name of our program for what? For pennies. A couple of ducats.
No, more than that, yeah. I think.
We should make a list of things you won't do for money. Just for fun, some week.
That would not be fun.
No, it would be fun for me. Yeah, it would be hard. It would be challenging. But maybe we get a call or two.
It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Yeah, it's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Tonight,
Ken's right. Ken's right about that.
A very, very special episode.
So,
as we continue our salute to persons with disabilities, we've done a number of specials in which we...
We were blind.
Yep. 2 weeks ago, we did the show Blindfolded.
And tonight we're going to be wearing headphones, and we're going to be...
No headphones.
No headphones, though.
No
but
headphones.
We're going to be... We won't be able to hear you, the callers. I won't be able to hear Ken.
I won't be able to hear you or the callers.
Yeah, and so what will we say?
I have no idea. I was saying before the show that it's as if we realized that the glue that holds the show together is us being able to hear one another and then respond with a zinger.
Yeah, you mean...
We don't need that anymore.
You're saying we're going to see how important conversation is. Human interaction
right.
is to our show. We're going to test that. So you will be off on your own. You won't hear me.
Right, I'll be down in Monty Hall.
You won't hear the listeners. I'll be off. I'll be in some other room also.
You'll be in the record library, isolated.
Yeah.
There will be no noise coming from the main studio. Matt Warwick is helping us out with the show tonight. We're going to all be able to see each other on FaceTime, but we're muting our FaceTimes, so we'll get no audio from FaceTime.
But I'll be able to see your lips moving when
right.
you're talking.
And I'll be able to see your lips. And then Matt Warwick, when there's a caller, is going to imitate their lips with his hand.
Yeah, he'll be doing the yappity-yap
The yappity-yap hand gesture.
So we'll know when a caller's talking.
Right, but we'll have no idea what they're saying.
Wait, let me ask you this. Matt, you're here, so here's a question. Will Matt be doing the yappity-yap hand gesture when the caller's on the air, or only when the caller is talking?
Only when they're talking.
So we'll know when there are gaps in the conversation.
Right.
But we won't know what they're saying.
Right, but
or
still,
how can we possibly respond to them?
It's important to have gaps.
Well, I've been doing the show now, it's been like 7 or 8 years, right?
Much more than that. Much.
Has it been?
Yes, much more than that.
And so I can sort of anticipate now what our callers will say. I think I'm going to be pretty good at this.
Okay, that's good.
Because they're kind of slow.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them seem to have suffered industrial accidents at some point in their lives. They're just...
I guess it depends how you define industrial accident.
Yeah, they're just not the sharpest group of people. So I'm usually pretty much ahead of these callers anyway.
And what we want you to call.
And I should also say I have another advantage. I rarely listen to them anyway.
It's true. It may not be that different from a normal show.
That's right. Or, I don't care what their names are.
Or
I really
it could
don't
be
care
complete,
what they're saying.
Complete cacophony.
Yeah.
But Andy Breckman is the man who puts funny in cacophony.
So you can't spell cacophony without funny.
That's right.
And I rarely listen to what you're saying.
That's true.
I should, at the end of every hour, I should just tell people what I was thinking about for that hour.
we want people to call in about is your ideal dinner party. Which figures, living or dead from history, which three figures would you invite over to your dinner party?
Your fantasy dinner party, it's kind of a question that's a trope. It's a commonly
right.
asked question. I think job interviewers might ask this. Any figure from history, living or dead, who would you have over?
Like,
I've actually thought about this.
Yeah, for Andy, it's Joey Heatherton, Jane Mansfield, and Anne Margaret.
It's Joey Heatherton,
yeah.
Anne Margaret, and Anne Margaret's stunt double.
Oh, okay.
That would be.
I was close.
So what you get is you get Anne Margaret, and you get someone that looks like Anne Margaret who could do anything.
Yes. Who's in really good shape.
Yeah, that's the dream. No, I actually have thought about this quite a bit. Who would I invite? Who would you invite? Neil Young and I guess his two roadies. That would be you.
Yeah, I guess Neil Young would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great because you'd be just so awestruck. You'd just be drooling.
No.
You'd forget to chew your food.
Albert Hoffman?
Albert Hoffman?
Yeah.
Who's he, your across the hall neighbor?
No. The inventor of LSD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just to shake his hand?
Yeah.
And just say, thank you.
All right, I think we're ready to go. Matt Warwick, will you please place the Facebook call?
You know what my answer to this question has been for years?
To me and Andy.
You know what my answer has been?
What has it been?
Three people from history. Anyone? I think I have the best answer. Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. See, I would want Judas.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
William Shakespeare. And I would auction off the third chair. Make a pretty little penny. Turn a profit on this.
Matt, can you place the call again?
Am I supposed to respond?
Get your phone out. But Matt, hang up and do the FaceTime call again. Here we go.
Oh, so we have to be all united on this. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, join FaceTime call. I'm doing this.
Then you got to hit mute. Everybody
okay,
hit
I will,
mute.
Okay, my mute's hit. Hey, Matt, thanks for helping out today.
All right, so now we got it. Now we can see one another. Matt Warwick, Andy Breckman, and myself can all see one another.
But we're all muted.
But we've muted our FaceTimes, and now I think it's time for me to go.
To go downstairs.
To go
downstairs. So I'm saying goodbye for the whole show? Are we going to reunite here at 7:05 and compare notes?
Would you like to do that?
I wouldn't know when 7:05 is. Oh, I guess I have the clock here. Wait.
Yeah, you have a clock on your phone.
I don't know. We're off the charts.
No,
this is uncharted water.
I say no. I say Matt Warwick starts the Fuzzy Glove theme song at 7:03.
Do we get credit for doing something on the radio that no one's ever tried? Who will give us credit?
Oh, yes.
No one. None of our listeners.
Yes,
do.
No.
No, all they know is it's going to be a horrifically painful hour.
Yeah,
that's
all
they know.
What I suggested in the 7-second delay newsletter is that you catch up on old episodes of Music of Mind Control with Micah that you may have missed.
During this?
Yeah, because this is
a better way to spend the hour.
This is going to be completely unlistenable.
Do you think it is?
Yes, I think it's going to be really weird and unlistenable. I mean, I know.
Why do you say that? You'll be speaking. You'll be speaking into a microphone.
We're all get.
You're occasionally interesting. I've seen you be interesting.
We can't hear what anybody else is saying, so you can't respond. You can't respond.
Do you need me around to be interesting?
No.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Just be interesting. Just be as interesting as you can. Before you open your yap, just ask yourself, is what I'm about to say of interest?
You're going to have long silences.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, three people talking.
No, we're going to try to coordinate. I'll be able to see your lips moving.
Okay, well, let's give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot.
I'm ready to go. Okay, and let's see. Let me just get everything ready for Matt here. Phone one is up.
Okay. So the topic is your fantasy dinner party. Three people from history, living or dead.
And I'm going to get up and go down. So Matt's going to sit here, and you're going to chat with Matt for a bit.
Okay, I'll read off the phone number.
When I give you the thumbs up from downstairs, it'll mean...
Oh, the visual thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah, the visual thumbs up.
That means then I move into my position.
Right. Well, actually, you'll be able to hear me briefly. Yes, you will.
This is like a very, very poorly planned military operation.
Andy's on 3 here.
Yeah.
And I'm on 4 over here. Okay. So I'm getting up. And
why does Matt care? Because we're not talking. Oh, we are talking.
We are talking.
Oh, yeah. We are talking.
We're talking on the air.
Oh, yeah.
We just can't hear one another.
All right. I'm just
are
so
you
behind.
Stoned or something? Jeez.
No. Wow. I'm what they call not stoned.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going. I'm heading down to Monty Hall.
I'm known as the Not Stone DJ here at WFMU. Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. Ladies, ask your husbands or boyfriends if you're allowed to call. Get their permission to call. 201-209-9368, and we'd love to know your ideal dinner party. Hey, Matt. Who would you invite to dinner? Anyone living or dead?
Oh, God, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that. Prince.
You would?
That's one. Definitely yeah. Prince.
Prince. And yeah. What would you talk about with Prince?
I don't actually even know. I think I just let him talk.
Man, I'd have some questions for Prince.
Oh, I can't think of anyone else. That's the only person I want. That's really it.
I would just
me and Prince. I don't want anyone else there to ruin it.
He'd just be sitting there being cooler than you.
Oh, that yeah.
Yeah, because you spell your name out with letters.
Yeah.
You're just so square, man.
Oh, wait.
I would say if I had Prince in my house, I'd be all over like, what? What's with the purple one? What are you? What the hell are you?
Here I am.
Oh Lord. Wait, can he? Can Ken hear me now?
He can't hear you.
Andy,
but...
can you please spit out your gum? We talked about this before. I can't tell whether you're talking or not if you're chewing gum the entire time.
So this is the last thing I'm going to hear Ken say for an hour.
The last thing.
Spit out my gum.
Spit out your gum.
All right. I'm literally going to spit out my gum.
He really did.
Thank you.
Hit the microphone.
When Ken makes a suggestion,
like
I take it seriously.
He really
did. All right.
Don't forget your phone.
I got it. He's already yelling at me. He can't
hear me. His phone down on the table.
He can't hear us right now?
He can't hear us right now.
If you're just joining us here on the Fuzzy Glove Hour, go back to whatever you were doing before.
Yeah.
Please, before it's too late.
Save yourself. He can be the most unpleasant person. Do you agree?
I agree. No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I bet you're with him like 8 hours a day. You're with him longer.
Yeah.
You're with him longer than he's with his wife. You're like his wife.
I see him almost every day.
And how do you not go crazy? Do you like squeeze a rusty nail? Like how do you not just kill him? Because no jury in the world, if you can get someone on the jury that's worked for him, you're home free.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one would convict you. All right, I'm going to go to the other one.
All right, go.
All right.
Andy was just being very funny, but I think it's clear that he's very frightened to walk out of the main studio into the record library. We're doing our program for the hearing disabled. We are hearing disabled, so to speak. Station manager Ken here down in the record library can't hear Andy, cannot hear the calls. I am seeing Andy. And I'm seeing our engineer, Matt, in the studio. But now it looks like Andy is sitting down at his mic. Right. And, good job.
Okay, Ken's lips have stopped moving, so I assume there's a little gap for me to talk. Although I suddenly have nothing
right
to say.
Right back at you. Right back at you. You look
right
magnificent
now.
Sitting there without headphones
Matt, can you
in
hear
the record
me?
Library.
Okay. Matt, is Ken saying anything of note at all? Anything interesting at all?
You're cutting me off as usual, so nothing's really different.
Once again, the burden is on me to carry the damn show.
And Matt Warwick, you have to stop responding to what Andy is saying.
Moving.
Jeez, talk about cheating.
Okay, he stopped talking. Well, he won't shut up. The man won't shut up. Okay. I can see Matt, but I can't hear him, and Matt will signal us when we have a call. We're at 201-209-9368. I don't know if Ken also gave that number. Oh, there's somebody.
So we're going to – hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Somebody,
please talk. Talk now.
On the phone. Wait, when Matt – hello, you're on the air.
Oh, we lost
hello,
him.
You're on the
the
air.
Phone
now
number
Matt,
here is 20. Hi, you're on the air. You are on the air.
It's like fishing blind.
You
it's
are
like,
absolutely on the air. Just
like
keep the fader at full volume, Matt.
Someone on the hook.
Okay. And
the topic
when we have
is
a caller,
dinner party.
Is this the Glovey Fuzzy Hour?
Oh, sorry to interrupt you, Andy.
Oh, now there's somebody on the phone. Okay, we're going to let them talk.
You're coming in loud and clear.
You're on the air.
So who's your ideal dinner guests?
You love the show. You love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Hello.
We can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, hello.
Andy, you can respond to that.
They're talking about their fantasy dinner party.
My dream dinner party would be...
Okay.
I would be with Joe Pesci.
Steve Buscemi.
And the guy from...
Okay. Shut up, caller. I'm talking now. Shut up, caller.
Right. I'm so sorry about that. I couldn't hear
you. I assume the caller just listed Oprah and Walt Disney and Neil Armstrong.
No. Joe Pesci.
That's just a guess. A okay. Shot in the dark, but
Steve
I think it's
Buscemi,
sounds good.
Thanks
and
for
the
calling.
Guy from Chef.
What the hell?
Hey, we did it. We took a call.
You're on the air.
Hey.
How do you think that went,
all
Andy?
All right. This is all exciting. Our,
okay.
I can speak freely.
Okay. I assume this is John from Edison. I don't know. I can't hear anything.
Okay, I'm going to try reading
John Andy can't soon. Do anything. Hen can't do anything.
I might.
Hello, John from Edison.
Dear,
we're
on the air.
The
danger
party.
In the fuselage,
I like
Frederick.
I liked the.
Oh, hi.
The
you're on the air. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
Huh? Well, I liked the idea of the religious figures.
Can't
so,
shut up.
But we can expand upon that. So I think we could have Jesus.
Okay,
Buddha,
it's a fantasy dinner
Muhammad.
Party. Very interesting. Thank you so much
make
for calling.
Up some money,
I assume
you
just said you would invite Darwin and Peter Sellers.
Oh, no.
And okay, that's all I had to say.
Third guest.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Pele. That's my
care,
okay.
guess. I'm just
thanks
guessing.
For calling.
Is that right? Pele, the soccer legend.
I had
what
to
would
do
you
it,
talk
Andy.
To him
there
about?
Was something, there was something about Matt
hi,
Warwick's hand yapping.
Can you hear me?
That was making me unsettled.
Hey, who would you invite to a dinner party? Your fantasy dinner party. Anybody alive or dead?
Oh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
On the verge of death.
Yes, who would your ideal dinner guest be?
Hello?
Shut up, Ken. Let him talk.
Hello?
I assume you're saying Chance the Rapper. That's just a shot in the dark?
Hello,
very interesting. What would you talk to Chance about?
What?
Oh, shut up. I'm talking.
Oh,
shut
my
up,
gosh.
Caller.
Hey, Andy.
Shut up.
Mm.
Okay.
We're at thanks for calling.
9368.
This is just. This
I
has
assume
got
that caller was,
to be horrible to listen
fascinating
to.
Fascinating and had some great insight.
I can see that Andy call. And I are just completely talking over one
air?
Another.
Hello. Hi.
And now the caller's talking. Who would you invite?
You've got to stop talking once in a while, Andy.
I don't know. I feel like one of my dinner guests, I would just want, you know, Bill Cosby, maybe.
I'm trying to have a conversation
why?
With you.
Why?
Fascinating.
That would probably be funny.
Fascinating.
That would probably be it. You wouldn't know if there was a third seat any empty.
I cannot hear a word you're saying.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I assume you just said Nelson Mandela.
You're not
and
coming
Orville
through.
Right. It'd be that funny to invite weird. Orville Wright, but not Wilbur, wouldn't it? And then we could just trash talk Wilbur. We get the scoop on Wilbur. No, but that was your list was very
gonna,
interesting, caller.
I'm going to assume you just
oh,
made
I see
a zinger.
Ken's lips moving.
Oh, hi! You're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. Where? Fascinating.
I can't
uh-huh.
hear
and
you.
How about
but
the third
keep
guess?
Talking.
Uh huh. We can't hear what you're saying. Fascinating.
Oh, go on.
You idiot. Pride and Prejudice. That's not a person. You idiot. That's just the name of a book. Oh. Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up, caller. Shut up now. Shut up. It's time for me to talk. Shut up, caller. First off, the Hardy Boys are not real people. If you just said the Hardy Boys, you're an idiot. If you didn't say the Hardy Boys, I'm apologizing. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks for calling. Well played, Andy. You did a good job on that one.
No, that sounds fascinating.
I have no idea what anybody said, but I think that went well.
Oh, Ken. Oh, Ken.
Can I just take a moment to explain
raising
what's...
raising a finger. Ken's
oh, nope,
gesturing.
Talking.
I can't hear what he's saying. We're all muted.
I'm asking for the floor, Andy. Asking for the floor. you're listening to the Fuzzy Glove Hour on WFMU.
The odds are, if
and
Ken
tonight...
keeps talking, he's going to say something interesting. Just like those monkeys in the cave with typewriters. Fascinating, Ken. Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. We are... we are deaf here. We can't hear each other. We can't hear the callers. If you're just tuning in, you are the envy of everyone who's been listening. Ken and I are isolated. Ken is in the basement. I'm in another room, and Matt's working the board. Matt, are there any calls? 201-209-9368. 9368. Hi, unfortunately, you're on the air.
Oh, I can't believe
it. Hi, you're on the air. Hey. Slow down. Slow down, buddy. Okay, so who are your three dinner guests?
I love the show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want to invite the guy who invented Pinochle.
That's my question. Who cares?
Okay. Cut to number two.
I want to invite the guy who invented Pinochle, and I'm going to say, I know how you thought of the name
Shut up now. I'm talking.
Bastard.
I love our listeners.
Okay, very interesting. I'm going to assume that you said Henry Ford and Ingrid Bergman and Fidel Castro. What an interesting dinner party. That would be fascinating.
Andy and I cannot hear one another. Oh, hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's me again.
Well spoken.
I'd like to play some of my own good music.
Okay, hi, you're on the air. Yappity yap. You love the show. You love the show.
No.
I assume now you're saying I love the show. So who are you doing better?
You're off the air. Thanks for calling. That was a bad call. Andy, what did you say to that person? That was horrible.
Ken, you want to take this? We're 201.
What did you do?
9368. Oh, they're just yapping away.
Oh, man.
Anyway, here's the first paragraph of the Bible. I feel like that would be more interesting.
Hang on. Okay. Stop talking for a second. Hang on. Stop talking. Can you explain, the caller? I'm talking to the caller. I know Andy's talking over you. But can you explain to the listeners what's going on here? Go ahead.
All right,
shut up.
No
hey, caller, shut
anything.
Up. You know it'd be funny to invite,
Andy,
like, the lesser-known brother? Like, to invite, like, Jim Belushi.
Andy,
and
shut
just
up.
Make it clear that you made a mistake. Make him feel bad.
No one's going to hear
this episode. I wanted John, you know.
Andy,
you don't even have to say it.
You know, leave the
just
the
look
five
on your face.
I'd say the best part was the intro.
Okay.
And then come back in.
Hey, caller, shut up. Hey, can we hang up on this caller? Thanks for calling.
This is like... this is a nightmare.
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is like a bad nightmare.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, wait. I know who I'd invite.
Okay.
Shut
great.
Up, caller.
Thanks
shut
for
up,
that explanation. Thanks
I'd
for calling.
I'd invite like a famous artist, like Pablo Picasso or someone, and just leave like paper all around, like scrap paper and pencils.
To everybody who we've
just
offended,
hope you doodle
I'm sorry.
Something. That's a payday, baby. Ka-ching, baby.
If we haven't
Ka-ching.
Done all we
Leonardo
could have
da Vinci. Okay, shut up, Ken. Shut up, Ken. I'm talking. Leonardo da Vinci, you leave a bunch of scrap paper and pencils on the table, and you just wait for him to doodle something.
Andy's being very funny. Oh, very funny.
That covers your rent for
hey, you're on the air.
And,
go ahead. Start talking now.
July.
Hey, my three favorite
people
are
on the air. You love the
show. Oh, man.
You love the show.
Good job. Keep talking. Keep using that mouth. Keep exercising that voice.
Yep.
Andy, you got to let them talk.
Okay. Oh, that's a great list. Fascinating. I assume you just said Albert Einstein and FDR.
Oh, Jesus. We're only halfway through this. Oh, my God.
You know, if I invited Einstein to dinner, I think I'd just sit there going, I don't think so. That's all I would do.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for calling. Hang up now. We're saying goodbye now. Oh, here you go.
You're on the air.
Hey, who would you invite
Wendy
a fantasy
Blackman,
dinner party?
I have cold hands and I need some fuzzy gloves.
I'm going to assume you have a fantastic voice.
Oh, no. You know who I'd invite? I'd invite
Rosa
Parks.
They're off the air.
And just tell her, no, you can't sit there. I just keep
we're getting
saying,
pranked. Are we?
No, not chance,
are we
so,
getting
I'm
pranked?
Sorry. That's for someone else. See what happens. Be provocative. Make
hello,
a little history.
Am I on the air? Hi.
Okay.
Love the show.
Oh, here's another caller.
Yeah.
You're on the air. You love the show.
Uh-huh.
You love the show.
I
love
the show.
I assume you're saying you love the
all
show.
Right.
Show. Anyway, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I want to have dinner with Pamela from San Francisco.
And the rest of your guests, quickly.
Yeah,
we only have so much time.
Pamela.
The rest of your guests.
Bye.
Go ahead.
Drake, the rapper, Drake. I assume that's what you just said. Drake. What a stupid idea that is. That's just stupid.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Okay.
Phone number here is
201-209.
Andy started
9368. I can't hear Ken. He can't hear me. And we can't hear you, the callers.
Tonight we are, Andy and I are doing.
Kind of nice. Maybe this is not bad. This is actually stress-free for me. I don't have to worry about responding to Ken, topping him, correcting him. I'm just lost in my own thoughts. So who are your three guests for your fantasy dinner party? Anyone from history? Anyone still alive? 201-404-0113. I think I'd invite Paul McCartney and just have a guitar sitting there. And then when he reaches for it, I say, no, 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 don't touch that. That's mine.
Well, thank you, Andy. That was really great. In those of you who are just tuning in, we envy you.
Okay.
You might want to turn the program off right away. It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour, and Andy and I cannot hear each other.
We're rolling.
And we cannot hear the calls.
We can only see each other. Is there anybody on the air?
But we cannot hear anything other than our own voices.
Maybe my three people would be a Lenin, Stalin, and Ken Friedman.
Tell me more.
I just want to see him getting into some trouble. That boy would be in trouble. Hi, you're on the air. Another call.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Start talking. Go ahead and use your voice and mouth and make words. Go now.
I'm making words. I am Jeremiah, your newsletter editor, calling from Christiansted, St. Croix. I haven't been listening tonight, but I wanted to make sure that I...
That's your dinner party? That's your dinner party?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're just embarrassing yourself.
Dinner party?
Oh, man.
My time and your time.
You have a wonderful voice and a great manner.
Oh. Why, thank you. This is truly charming.
That's a good idea. I assume you're saying Julia Child. I assume you're saying invite a great cook. The dinner will be memorable. The food will be memorable.
This is, yes, truly memorable.
Okay,
there were some chickens over here. I could have the chickens that are wandering around this bar.
Okay, shut up, caller. It's time to shut up now. Ken wants to
say bye.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Thanks for calling. Andy, you handled that call expertly. That was a very good job. You did a good job.
Oh, Ken, you're just
tell me about the fudge.
I'm glad this is being recorded.
Hello.
Stop holding cards up in front of your camera.
Yeah, large pepperoni.
Okay.
Maybe anchovies on top.
Wrapping away.
I'm going to come pick it up in about 30 minutes. Does that work for you?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
No, cash.
Honestly.
Beethoven? Pepperoni.
No,
is
that what you're saying?
Better.
You'd like to have Beethoven there?
Pepperoni.
Can you talk louder?
Wait, do you mean the dog or the composer?
Can you please speak up? I can't hear a word you're saying.
Look,
speak up.
Kennedy.
Hang up. Andy's
Julian Andy. And Beethoven. That's what I assume you're saying.
Look, I know.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, God. I'm going to assume that we're almost done. Can we cue up that 22-minute theme song?
Hi, you're on the air.
Andy!
Oh, God.
That's a lot of words.
We're only halfway done.
Andy, you can go to hell, Andy! Go to hell!
Love the show.
You said it. Thanks for calling.
Just tuning in.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
I wish I was you.
Andy and the caller and
I
cannot hear each
We're at 201,
other. I guess the callers can hear us. We cannot hear the callers.
Ken's in an isolation booth. He can't hear me. Ken, I'm talking. I can see his lips moving. I'm in an isolation booth.
They can move there washing their hands.
Somebody's on the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Bobbity, bobbity, blah, la, 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 la.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Start talking with your voice and make some words and go now.
I don't know.
Thanks
what
for calling.
Saying. I can't hear what they're saying.
Hi, you're on the air.
Your
speak.
Dinner party. I'm going to guess this is just a show.
Speak more.
Ha! All right.
You said a mouthful.
I'm going to guess.
Hi, you're on the
I'm going to guess they just said.
Tell me more.
Leo Tolstoy.
Thanks for calling.
Quincy Jones.
Oh.
And Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, this hurts.
It sounds like
hell
on earth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to say to any of them, but thank you very much for calling.
Andy, I'm talking here.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that. Thanks for calling. Hopefully there's only 20 minutes to go here. This is another in the series of Fuzzy Glove Hours, People with Disabilities radio programs, where we are doing the program without the ability to hear each other. I cannot hear Andy. Andy cannot hear me. Neither one of us can hear the callers. Although the callers can hear us. Seems unfair. Doesn't quite feel right.
I have to interrupt Ken here. Ken, I'm talking now. I can only assume if I babble,
so true.
It will be more interesting to our listeners. I think another person I might ask to my fantasy dinner party would be my
I don't agree mother. With anything you're saying.
I got a few things to say to her and Ken's mother. I think I'd invite Ken's mother and my mother. Then I'd just leave the room. I would just walk away.
That is not, no. No, no, no.
Ken.
No, Andy.
Okay, we're
at 201-209-9368.
I assume we're getting a call.
You're a horrible person.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. Start speaking with your mouth and words and voice and larynx and go. Okay, thanks for calling. They're off. They're away.
Nope,
they're gone.
Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I'd invite Don Felder and Mark David Chapman and just, you know, see what happens.
You said it. I'm glad you said it, not me. Thanks for calling.
Yep, great call. I assume that caller wanted to meet Ted Bundy and Janet Jackson. And Vince Gill. I assume those were his three. Yappity yap. We're at, is there somebody on the air? I can't even tell. We're at 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Speak.
Hey, since it's a dinner party.
And there they go.
Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Scarlett Johansson, Iggy Pop, Anne Hathaway, and Michelle with
up.
One L.
Caller, you have to speak up. I can't hear a word you're saying.
That's a lot to chew on. That's a lot. I'm going
to
have to sleep on that one.
Say it again. I wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah, it's really great. But you're the judge. I'm in New York. I love your show, Andy. It's just great. And keep it up. And when you don't hear, you're even better. Great to talk to you.
My mind wandered. Could you repeat that, please? I'm so sorry. So wait. I see Ken laughing. Wait a minute. Why on earth? What does Ken know? How does he know enough to laugh? He must be hearing something. What is so funny? We're at 201-209.
I know, Andy.
9368. I assume you are John from Edison.
Not so. You are taking advantage of this situation.
Of life in Edison.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. The three people I would want is...
Your fantasy dinner party.
All right. Dinner party. All right. I would like Nicolas Cage, Nicolas Cage, and Nicolas Cage. But all of them are like, they have brain damage, so they don't know they're Nicolas Cage, and they just start fighting with each other. And I could film it and sell it for millions.
Be true.
I assume you
Tell
just said
more.
Amelia Earhart, Adolf.
You
want to
hear more? Okay.
Thing.
So at one point, big kiddie pool
that
of grease, and they fight in it.
You just begin by saying
for
okay,
one
wait,
ham
let's
sandwich.
Let's not talk politics, guys. Let's not or get into
one.
That stuff.
Go on.
Okay. So each Nicolas Cage also
okay,
you could place bets on him.
On and on.
We
this
could do this live on
themselves.
Your show if you want. You guys are Fuzzy Gloves. I'm the Hairy Fist.
Okay, thank you. Shut up, caller.
Okay,
shut
thanks.
Up, caller. We've heard it before.
Thanks for calling. You know what I imagine this must sound like at
it's
times?
It's all old news. Okay.
At times, does it sound like one of those musicless music videos? You know, where they take the music videos and they take all the music out and you just hear like the squeaking, sneakers squeaking
well,
on stage.
Welcome to the longest hour
Hi, you're on
radio
the air. Go
history.
Ahead. Hey, thanks for calling the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank
That's you.
You.
You're
all
on
good.
The air.
Duke Ellington. Blossom uh-huh. Dairy.
Okay, who would you invite?
Jerry
you
Garcia.
Love the show. Who would you Bye-bye. Invite? To your
Thanks for calling.
Dinner party.
This is going off the rails, Andy. I can just tell. I can see Matt Warwick's face, so I'm able to discern a lot of what's going on just by seeing his face.
Everybody else can please.
Yeah, this is Trey in Fort Lee, and I want to say that I would invite my father, my grandfather, both my grandfathers to dinner at the same age that I am. It was interesting to see what we were all like at my particular age at this particular time. I love the show.
Well, that's just great. I understand. Okay, caller, shut up now. Caller, shut up now.
Noise.
Caller. Caller, I'm talking. I understand. Caller, that's enough now.
Thank you so much.
Down, boy, down. Sit. You sit, caller.
Thanks for calling.
I assume you just said Oscar Wilde.
Oh, they're back.
Oscar Wilde, I understand, but why Coco Chanel? Tell me in your own words.
My name's Andy Breckman. I live in Madison, New Jersey.
At this dinner party where I was
not far from the top of Ventnor Avenue, the hill there.
Led Belly.
Yes.
And Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Monica's doing Weekly World Blues coming up not too far from now. Stay tuned for Monica doing Weekly World Blues. This might be the only coherent thing that's been said the whole show, because I see that Andy has actually shut his mouth. Ugh.
Ken, that's enough, Ken. Nobody cares, Kenny. Kenny, we've all moved on. The world has moved on, Kenny. Okay, so we're talking about your fantasy dinner party. What would you do? Like, would you keep it a secret if you had this dinner party? Would you promote it? Would you parlay it somehow into a payday? So many questions that I just don't care the answer to.
Now you're getting the idea. This must be a dream come true for you.
Kenny, I'm talking.
This just must
Kenny,
be
not cool,
a
man.
Dream come true.
Kenny,
that
Kenny.
You don't have to hear a thing that I'm saying. It's supposed to be a give and take, though.
Yep.
You're supposed to shut up once in a while.
I would invite Oprah Winfrey, I guess. Just say, man, I just say, honey, you're not fooling anybody. Come out of that closet already.
I guess
who
there's no calls,
there?
But...
Who else, Kenny? What's Kenny talking about?
Well, the phone number. Oh, Andy, I saw Andy held up notes. Andy apparently wrote notes of the people
about.
He wanted to have dinner with. So Andy wanted you wanted to have dinner with Lyndon Johnson?
Our number again, you think I should give it? 201-209-9368. Fantasy dinner party. How about this? The next caller that calls, I promise, we'll step back. We'll give them space. They will be able to talk. That's a promise.
No.
I'll be more respectful.
No.
I'll discipline myself. Here, watch
this. You're on the air.
You're on the
Speak
air.
Now.
Yeah, well, I don't
calling.
Really want to talk about my fantasy dinner party, but I'd like to rant about the chicken tenders from McDonald's being off the menu. Like, they were, like, the best thing on the menu for the longest time, and they just took them off. They've been off for, like, a year. What the hell? So I don't really want to talk about dinner party nonsense, but I'd like to talk about McDonald's.
This
so thank
can't
you guys.
Be true.
I know I promised that I would
I can't
just
believe
shut up,
this.
But I think that was just, I assume you just said Anne Frank. You
phone number.
Anne Frank. Oh. And frankly, I find that just very tasteless. I know I said I'd give you space, but I just couldn't let that pass. My brother did. Okay, hold on. Wait, don't answer yet. Okay, I was going to talk. My brother had a very funny joke.
Hello?
He was once... he said he was going to write the Anne Frank cookbook, and the entry would be this.
Here.
Very, very quietly,
Speak.
You tiptoe to the refrigerator.
What's on your mind?
And you get two eggs. You tap them very,
Go
very,
ahead,
very, very quietly.
No.
That's the Anne Frank cookbook.
No.
Hi, you've been on the air.
No.
Sorry to interrupt if I'm interrupting.
No.
Okay, that's great. Yes, thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Oh, fascinating. Those are the three people you'd invite to your fantasy dinner party.
Andy, tell them the new phone number.
Here's a question. How come people who are genuinely deaf are not as rude as Ken and I are being? I guess they've just learned over the years to wait until people stop talking, to really, really be
Good
sure
God.
There's a a pause in the conversation. I am learning to be a little more empathetic. Not much. A little bit more.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. On the air. It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hi.
201-209-9368.
Helen Keller. Yeah.
Who would you invite to your dinner party?
And Donald Trump.
Oh.
Can't hear a word you're saying. Really doesn't matter.
Helen Keller.
It hurts.
Stephen Hawking and Donald Trump.
It hurts.
Try to wrap your mind around that.
Oh, God. Oh.
Kenny, why don't you take this one?
Thanks for calling.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Hi, you're on the air.
Who would you invite to your dinner party?
Okay, I'm going to talk really fast, and then Andy can't interrupt me.
All right. Yeah.
Love the show. I assume your name is John from Edison.
You know?
Yoda. Bye-bye.
Just say John from
Edison. Just say hi. This is John from Edison.
One day at a time. Thanks for calling.
Wait. I know what to do. Hold on. Okay, just take a pause. I'm going to dictate to people. I'm going to suggest to people what to say when they call.
Okay, okay.
And then I will be able to genuinely respond to them.
All right.
If you would just follow my script.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Take it easy.
The next person that calls should say they're John from Edison.
Calm and they should say
there are three people that they'd like to
Alfred Hitchcock,
have for
Michael
dinner
Jackson,
would be
Lyndon Johnson,
Grace Kelly, Babe Ruth, and Sigmund Freud. And then I'd be able to respond. Okay, so give us a call.
What about Charo? I would want
to
have Charo
over
for dinner.
The show. And then it's Grace Kelly, Babe Ruth, and Sigmund Freud.
Andy keeps holding his notes in front of the camera.
201-209-9368. This will work.
Man, he wrote a lot of
just
notes.
Do what I'm saying. For once
Andy
in your life.
Hello.
Of
three,
notes.
Hello,
I would
this
say
is John
that
from
Andy,
Edison.
Hi, you're
quiet!
On the air. You love the show.
I'm talking
who
now.
Like
I'm talking
yeah, I am
here.
John from Edison.
Like?
The
Ken,
three
I'm working the
my dinner party.
I have an angle.
John from Edison.
I think I've
John
cracked this case.
Calm
and Terry.
Down,
like
Andy.
But that's only his nickname.
Yeah, let's go, Terry!
Oh, Grace Kelly. Interesting. Yes, I agree. I'm a huge fan.
Those are the three.
Oh, Babe Ruth.
Nah,
yes.
Not him.
Many questions for Babe Ruth. And Sigmund
okay,
Freud.
Okay, thanks for
well,
calling.
Sigmund
phone number
there.
Here is 201-209-9368.
He'll be asking the question.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Call.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Jim Morrison, Salvador
Hi,
Dali.
It's John from Edison.
And Muddy Water.
John from Edison. How are things in Edison?
Many questions for Babe Ruth.
Hello?
Who would you like to have to your fantasy dinner party? Any three people from history.
Andy's so far off mic. Andy is just like, so, right? Am I right, Matt? Andy's really off mic.
Kelly
Baker, there he goes.
Freud. And then we can have a conversation.
No, he's like talking into the back end of the mic. Okay. And you do.
Oh, interesting. Okay, caller, shut up now. Caller, shut up. Caller, shut up. Caller, I'm about to talk. Okay, Grace Kelly. Caller, shut up. Grace Kelly. Babe. Okay, I assume you just said Grace Kelly.
Now this,
Babe Ruth and. Oh, you're singing? What the hell is that?
This has now become an acid
thanks
trip.
Calling.
It's taken this
Goodbye.
Long, but it has now become an acid trip. Oh. All right, thanks for calling.
I'm about to give up.
This
I'm
is the
so
Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Up.
Andy and I cannot hear one another. We cannot hear the callers. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, speak with your words.
Parking spaces.
Hi, John from Edison.
Do you think? Here's a question. Do you think? Okay.
And you know I can't hear a word you're saying, right?
Caller, here's a question. Caller.
But you're cool with that?
Deaf people can park in handicapped parking spaces.
And I can't. I have no idea what you just said.
They are handicapped, but it doesn't affect their walking ability.
Thanks for calling.
They can certainly walk
if you're
the length of a parking lot.
Andy, no.
It's an interesting question. Let's say that's our new topic. Should deaf people be allowed
no,
to park
that is
in
not
handicapped
true.
Parking spaces? 201-209-9368. That's our new topic. Should deaf people
Hi,
be
you're
allowed
on the air.
To park?
Go ahead,
hey,
speak with your words.
I would love to have the diarrhea lady at my dinner table. Probably Cartman from South
Can't
Park
hear a word you're
and Stanley Kubrick.
Speak
that
up,
was
honey.
Some good talking.
Speak
that
up,
was some
sweetheart.
Good talking you did right there.
Thank you.
Just
this
wasting
has been
all our
you know,
time.
Your most entertaining show I've ever heard.
Uh-huh. You know, I'll tell you something.
Lyndon Johnson.
I'll tell you
no,
what's
please,
most
Sellers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
is that Andy made more notes Malcolm for this X. show tonight than he has ever made for another radio show ever.
That's fascinating.
He must
I'd
have written down the names
that.
Of 30 or 40 people
Here's
who he would
question.
Want to have dinner
oh,
with.
Shut up. Ken?
He was so
I have another
scared.
Question that I was
Ken,
wondering about
more.
Today. I was talking to a friend of mine today.
So
Here's
scared
my question.
Of not being able
you
to
know
hear
jet
anything.
Airplanes, these big jetliners, these big giant jumbo jets?
Not being
they
able to make a
people,
zinger.
They weigh 1,000 tons. Do they have horns? Can the pilot honk his horn on a jet airplane?
Hi, you're on the
That's
air. Go ahead.
Question.
Speak with your voice now.
9368.
Hi.
Any pilots
well,
out there
good
can
speaking.
Answer that question.
I would like to have dinner with Bugs Bunny.
That's
Milton
cool
Friedman.
That you can communicate with your mouth like
and
that.
Tecumseh. I think that we'll share a nice seaweed right. salad.
Yep.
And some green tea.
Okay, are you almost done?
Mm-hmm.
I think that
Dear God, you
the
must
name
be done
program
soon.
To moldy underwear time.
Oh, that hurt.
I thought you can't hear
Thanks
me.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Okay, are you done? Fascinating. Okay, that person's list, I assume I couldn't hear them, is Winston Churchill, Darwin, and Ken Friedman. That would be interesting, Darwin meeting Ken Friedman. Because then I could point to Ken and say, really? Really? Darwin? Really?
You know, Andy.
Go ahead, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Soundproof isolation booth.
With the,
we can't hear
the,
you.
The handicapped deaf
you.
People. I think
Slow
that,
down, little
no,
buddy.
I can't you know, hear
if,
you.
If they did that, then Andy might be eligible Ooh. Because, you know, he could have a personality handicap. So he's, you know, he's handicapped in that way. He doesn't really have a personality or he's repulsive. So, you know, he might
okay,
be able to park in a handicapped parking lot.
Your fantasy dinner party.
Good. Or mentally handicapped people.
I
can
see,
or, you know, Ken
I can
might
see
be
you
able
put
to.
A lot of, okay.
But, you know, I think it's a worth thinking
Paul,
about.
Shut up.
I can hear Brucey barking
opening up
from
the
down
handicaps.
Here.
But anyways, because they have it harder.
Okay,
so left-handedness,
thanks for calling.
Maybe. Take care.
How about this for a three-person dinner party? How about this? Ringo Starr, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney. Just so somewhere, George Harrison will be going, wait, what? Hey, what? Come on now. Wait, what?
All right.
You're on the air.
I've got a good one for you guys, all right?
6-8, okay.
So, my three people.
Hi, John from Edison. You love the show.
All right, my three people.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the third seat would be empty. Okay. You see, Monica's under the table.
Mercifully,
you know what Bill's got going on down there. Oh boy, that'd be
yeah.
a dinner.
Thanks for calling. I'd imagine that the dog's barking is going over Andy's microphone a little bit.
I do hear a dog somewhere.
Can't be helped. That's all right. I still can't hear a word Andy's saying or the callers. Andy can't hear a word I'm saying.
Ken, I'm passing you the basketball. Ken, it's up to you. I'm not talking, Ken. Dead air, Ken. Dead air. Move. Say something. Oh. I'm handing you the baton, buddy. Okay.
Never.
We're at 201-209-9368. We have time for a couple more
Shoot
calls.
Me.
Ken's in an isolation booth, and so am I. Matt, I can see you. I can see Ken. Matt, are you on the move? He's shifting position.
I'm trying.
Okay. We'll take this next call.
I'm trying
Hi,
to
you're
just
on the
be
air.
Silent.
I'm saying that even though nobody's on the air.
I'm just
Who
trying
else would
to,
you
invite
know, anyone from history alive or dead.
I figure you're being really funny, so I'm just trying to, you know, say
if Michael
a
Jordan
word here and
were,
there. That's
if
all I'm
I was
trying
a basketball
to do.
Player fan Billie Holiday I maybe. Billie Holiday would be interesting.
You're the crazy one. You're the crazy one who wrote down like 50 names of people you wanted to have dinner with. You've never done that much preparation for any other show. I can't believe you did that. And are you actually, you're staying on topic tonight of all shows? Tonight of all shows, you're staying on topic. Is that what you're telling me?
Okay, Ken. Fascinating. I wonder...
Don't
okay
me.
If this was a complete train wreck, it feels, in like in my own head, like it's just a god-awful mess. The working definition of chaos.
I've learned.
This is Ken and Andy trying to empathize, sympathize.
We'll have to agree to disagree.
With our hearing impaired friends.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from tonight's program. I've learned that never hang out with a bearded person because you can't read their lips really well. If you're hanging out with somebody, make sure they don't put pieces of paper with names written all over them in front of the camera.
I don't know what you're saying, Ken. We're talking about
don't speak from behind the microphone so I can't see your mouth.
I might invite
Alfred
like
Hitchcock,
neighbors.
Michael Jackson, or Madonna. You did meet, but you met Madonna.
And then, just spend the rest of my life just regretting my
somebody
choice.
Else.
You know what? If I could invite three people, living or dead, from history,
it is
and I
not
used it,
like
I just
that.
Invited like the three neighbors.
That is
my
so
house
untrue. That's
over to dinner. At least then I'll
know
for certain the worst decision I ever made in my life.
No.
At least I'll be sure of that. There's some, I think, some comfort to be taken from that. I'll never make a worse decision.
Oh, I should mention.
Okay, we have.
Thanks for bringing that up, Andy.
201-209-9368. We have time for a few more calls. Ken, are we going to go all the way to the end? I guess we are. All the way to 7 o'clock?
Well
dear
played.
God. Dear God, I'm so
well,
glad.
Well played, Andy.
I'm not listening to this. I'm so grateful I don't have to listen to my own show. There's no law. I'm so grateful the show is optional. In a lot of countries around the world, you'd have to listen.
Thanks for stopping. Thanks for not talking for a second so I can do a legal ID. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount
Ken
Hope.
Telling you, I'm sorry, Ken.
Stop talking so I can do the legal ID.
Is Ken telling a boiler story? Okay, we're on the air. Wait, have we completely run out of phone calls? 201-209-9368. Is Ken trying to signal me? Is he trying to tell me something?
I just want you to shut up once in a while.
Okay. It's 5 minutes to seven by my clock. Can we sign off now? Should I do the listener ID? I assume you want me to do the listener ID. I can't hear you.
You need help, my
this
friend.
This is WFMU 91.9 FM. If you're at 91.9,
you don't have to be this way.
Is there a 91.9 AM? I don't even know. That's in New York City. But we're also in... Ken, I'm talking. I'm giving the ID. We're in Rockland
County.
It'll
be over soon,
well,
folks. Hang in there. Hang in
there. I've
heard
you mention. Ken.
Monica's doing Weekly World Blues coming up in 5 minutes.
If you're in Rockland County,
this horrible
experiment
is almost over.
And we're in New York City as
well. Okay, we got time for one more call. 201-209-9368. One more call on the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air. Go ahead. Speak with your voice. Start speaking now.
This is the 91 WFMU. Live at East Banana.
Are we still at Uppsala College? Okay, I'm talking now.
And you.
Oh, man. Tell me about
still
it.
At
that
Uppsala
was great.
College.
Thanks for calling.
I'm going to look out the window. I don't see the college campus. I assume we've moved from Uppsala College.
Andy's.
And I get. Oh, we're online at WFMU.org. Who has WFMU?
There's Monica. Yay, Monica. Monica in the house.
I guess there's no
DJ Monica problem. Filling in for Weekly World Blues tonight. Doing a blues show. Not really filling in. Doing a blues show. Nice House of Blues parka
whatever
you're
your
wearing there,
Ken
Mo.
Won't pay it.
I never would.
You can't shake down Ken Friedman. He's made of sterner sorry stuff. Why is Ken laughing? There's no reason for Ken to be laughing if he can't hear anything. He's never amused himself, ever. I've known him for 30 years. He's got to be cheating. 201-209-9368. Wait, I just gave out the phone number, but don't call. Don't call because we're done here,
yes,
aren't
we? Yes, I'm going to, yep.
Do we have time for one more? Somebody's on the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Go ahead.
Our topic today is jet
time
airliners have horns.
If you are hearing this on your radio right now, this is a sign that everything...
Huh?
In your life,
uh-huh,
is going to change immediately.
What's going on here?
Bye.
Okay, thanks for calling. Goodbye. Goodbye forever.
Okay, it's probably time for the theme song. Am I right? Probably time
to
start
like
to the theme
Jeremiah
song.
Of course,
and
Matt,
just make
thank
it louder
so
and louder and louder,
Ken,
and make
talking
us softer and softer and softer until 7 o'clock.
Bobbity bobbity bob. Quick imitation of, I don't usually do impressions, whoa, but here's my impression. Whoa, Ken Friedman. Blobbity blah, 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 blah. Blobbity, 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 blah.
Andy, I need your glovin'.
Is it? Are we off the air? Is it over? Okay. Wait, I've given the station ID. I've said goodbye. I've stolen two T-shirts from the free T-shirt room.
How come I can't see the time? Oh, there it is.
I can't think of anything else that needs to be said.
Bruce. Hang in there,
okay.
Bruce.
Okay, Kenny. Play the theme song.
Did you know that we're almost drowned out by music now? Did you know, realize that we're almost drowned out by music? I can't
play
even see Matt Warwick anymore.
Make the theme song play.
Stay tuned for Weekly World
Dear Lord,
Blues.
I ask you for
Monica
so little.
Monica DJing tonight in
play
for Matt Five Ash.
Play the theme song. Ken, shush.
Honky Tonk Radio,
shush now.
Girl up at 8.
Shush now, young man. Dear
Evan
God,
Funk Davies.
Hear my plea. I'm
9 p.m. to midnight.
Every listener out there, play the damn theme song.
Let's all pretend this never happened.
Thank you very much for listening.
Andy,
somebody send us.
I promise not to tell anybody that this ever
somebody
happened
send
if you agree.
Somebody just.
We could.
Somebody tell
we
me.
We don't
it's
have
over.
To put the archive up. We could just pretend the show never happened ever.
Well, this is an ordeal we'll never,
soon.
Ever repeat.
Soon, it's cleansing.
Amy, I need your gloving. Got to have fuzzy gloving. Some say it's a sign of weakness for a man to pledge. Then weak, I'd rather be. If it means having you to keep, 'cause lately I've been losing sleep. Andy, I need your gloving. Got to have fuzzy gloving.
Down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just lucky, so and so. Birds in every tree are all so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just lucky, so and so. If you should ask the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's a when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just lucky, so and so. Thank you. is through. Each night I hurry to home, where love waits, I know. Well, I guess I'm just lucky, so and so.
$10 zillion and nothing to do. I own Central Park and California too. Chicago and Buffalo are my estates. And I forgot to mention the five Great Lakes. So if I were you, baby, love me. You'd have maids, butlers, a big trust fund, 100-carat ring that weighs a ton, a yacht, aeroplane, and 9 special cooks, 1,000 dresses, all new looks. So if I were you, baby, I'd love me. Hard times and blues, I don't know what they are. My trouble is spending money and eating caviar. I don't pay income tax because that's chicken feed. When the mint runs short, I ask them what they need. I'm the world's greatest lover that you've ever known. I'm better than Clark Gable or that guy Tyrone. You'll never find a guy like me as long as you live. 'Cause when I really give, I really give. So if I were you, baby, I'd love me. But let me pinch myself to see if I'm awake before I give you that golden wedding cake. Ouch, I was asleep. So back to the job for only $35 a week. Still, if I were you, baby, I'd love me.
Somebody done change. Somebody done change the lock on my door. Somebody done change. Somebody changed the lock on my door. Called the key that I got. Won't fit that lock no more. Now I came home last night about 10:30. Tried to get the key to fit fit in the lock, but I couldn't get it in. Cause somebody done changed. Changed that lock on my door now. Do you know the key that I got? Won't fit that lock no more. I gotta tell you one more time. See what I can see? She was talking to someone else. And I know it was.